Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Thank you very much. And politics is tough. And it's, in many cases, not a very nice world, but it is a nice world today, and I appreciate it very much.
The comments from President-elect Donald Trump, what he sat down with Sleepy Joe Biden there in the Oval Office. What was that, last week? Boy, time flies, doesn't it? Won't be long before he's in there permanently, and when he is, our next guest will be in close proximity. That is Will Scharf. We've got him on the line this morning. Will, congratulations.
Thanks so much, and great to be with you guys this morning.
Yeah, great to have you, my friend. I was hoping we would get an announcement like this. Is this a position you sought, or did they approach you?
Yeah, actually, when the boss asked me kind of what I was looking for, what I wanted, this was my number one choice. Staff secretary is an incredible position. It's sort of the nerve center of the White House. Of the West Wing. It's also a position with a storied history. Brett Kavanaugh, U.S. Supreme Court Justice, served as staff secretary under George W. Bush. It's an incredible role, and I'm just deeply honored that I'll get to do the work come January.
You'll also be an assistant to Donald Trump. So what does that specifically entail?
Assistant to the president is just a White House rank. The way commissioned officer ranks in the White House work, you have assistants to the president, deputy assistants to the president, and then special assistants to the president. So that's just that's not sort of a functional role. The key thing is staff secretary and looking to build a great team of people who can get the job done and make sure the president's well equipped to go out and do the things he has to do in terms of information, in terms of message flow, in terms of getting the right people and the right documents in front of him at the right time.
Wow. Well, it's impressive. I'm proud to know someone who's going to be right there on the front row of history as we watch what goes on the next 4 years. Will, I'm not surprised at all, but obviously, the headwinds against President Trump have started blowing already with the way they're reacting, the media, the Democrats, even some weak-kneed Republicans, to some of his cabinet choices.
Yeah, look, I think just at a very basic level, except in the rarest of circumstances, a president is owed tremendous deference when it comes to the people that he chooses to lead the departments that operate under him. The Senate, obviously, has an advice and consent duty under the U.S. Constitution. But I think the president has a right to make his picks. And I'm hopeful that, you know, Republicans in the Senate, Republicans all over the country, understand that President Trump just won a massive electoral mandate, landslide victory in the Electoral College, majority in the popular vote. And I think that the American people clearly trust President Trump to run this country. I think the United States Senate should as well. I'm sure we're going to hear a lot in the coming weeks about a lot of these different nominees. But so far, you know, you look at the picks President Trump's making. We had a Sean Duffy announced as the new transportation secretary last night. I think these are great picks, and I hope the U.S. Senate sees things the same way.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I'm not surprised that he'll face some opposition. I've heard several people say that it might dwarf what they did to Brett Kavanaugh when they were trying to get him on the United States Supreme Court. That saddens me, but I truly hope. One of my biggest hope is that for the first time, Republicans who've been handed a mandate here, there's no other way to put it, can act cohesively, because when the Democrats are given a majority, they act ruthlessly. They whip every vote, and I don't often see that with the Republicans. I hope they can do that this time.
Yeah, look, we've seen time and time again the Democrats act like lemmings. They get into line and they follow the leader, even if the leader's leading them off a cliff. We saw that when Nancy Pelosi had, you know, half of her House caucus essentially commit political suicide by voting for Obamacare in 09, 010. We've seen this repeatedly where the Democrats have a degree of discipline and order that the Republican Party's lacking. And in some cases, that's a good thing. You know, the Republican Party, I think, is just more individualistic and more diverse in terms of opinion, in terms of political thought than the Democrats are. And that's a good thing. But, you know, sometimes you do need that party discipline. President Trump's the president-elect. He has a massive electoral mandate. And I think that the Republican Party owes him a great degree of deference, especially when it comes to who he's picking to lead the departments that operate under his authority as president.
I have to ask, with you having represented Trump as one of his attorneys, what do you see happening with some of these cases? Because I know, I think it was the sentencing was delayed with the Judge Mershon case, the so-called hush money case.
It's pretty simple. We won, they lost. That was clear to all of us after we won on the presidential immunity appeal at the Supreme Court on July 1st. The criminal cases have all essentially collapsed at this point. Yesterday, the Georgia Court of Appeals noted that it was basically staying the appeal of the disqualification of Fannie Willis. I'm assuming that that's in large part due to the fact that once President Trump takes office, that entire case needs to be dismissed. It can't proceed. You can't criminally prosecute a sitting president. Same is true in New York. Obviously, the Florida documents case was dismissed because of the unconstitutional appointment of Jack Smith. And D.C. is mired in litigation as well. And that case has been essentially stayed pending January. So on the criminal side, everything's done. Everything's dusted. We won. They lost. The civil side, there's going to continue to be some litigation, continue to be some action there.
Yeah.
But in the main, the Democrats' campaign of lawfare against President Trump failed, and the country's much better off for it. I've said before, I hope that this specter of lawfare, the politicization of law enforcement, of prosecution, never again darkens the door of American politics. It's a terribly sad day for America that the Democrats resorted to those kinds of tactics.
I would agree. Well, Will Scharf, congratulations. We can't wait to watch what you get accomplished, my friend. Thank you.
Great to be with you guys. Thanks so much for having me.
Yes, sir. We will talk again soon. Great to get Will on here this morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.